Aaron McLaughlin, a Cairn Donagh man. You're going to come through the mountains, sure you are, and down to Redcastle for the Harvest Rally. Are you excited that it's on his own?
Oh, yeah, it's great. Great to have it back on his own now after an 8-year break. And we'll hopefully give it a good run.
Yeah. You're going to compete in the R5. It's a car that you acquired this year. Can it be competitive in these stages?
It can be competitive with the right people behind the steering wheel, but... we'll just go out and hope for somewhere in the class, because the lads are at the top of the game. You know, they're Callum Devine and Joe McGonigal and Donna Kelly. I haven't enough rallying to be done to be mixing with them lads. So
you'll be watching your time and you'll be keeping a close eye on what they're doing. If you can get anyway near them at all, will you be happy?
We did. Our claim to fame was we were 12 seconds behind Callum and Greenian stage in Donegal. So. Well, hopefully, with a bit of local knowledge, I might be able to do something.
You've been practicing away. You've been to France, I believe.
Just back from France there yesterday, all right. We had a good run over there. Very different conditions. There were lads going out stages in wet tyres and 20-degree heat. And we were thinking, what are these lads up there? They must know something we don't know, but we soon found out when we went onto the stages. We had on our tyres that we'd use at home, and it was just like ice. Right. So it was for our tyres, but we copped on very quick and we had to go in and just do what they were doing.
Yeah. Is it something you're going to go back and try again then?
Oh yeah, we'll give it a go again, I think. Yeah. We have a bit more knowledge on it now, so we'll give it another run.
You have to refocus now for the Irish roads. Yeah. What's these stages going to be like?
They've got everything. They're bumpy, they're jumps into jumps, and they're fast and flowing, and you've got everything in them. And but like a gravel rally and everything in some stages, some areas, but we'll do a good recce now in the next weekend.
Listen, the good buzz for any show and people who are involved in motorsport. There's the likes of yourself and obviously your co-driver Darren and Lee McLaughlin in here, and there's lots of Inishowen men that are, this is their, going to be seen now as their home event, so it is, because it doesn't come down here very often.
That's it, yeah, all the lads are, and the lads have put in a lot of work too, and we've been to a lot of rallies, and you don't realise the amount of work that goes into organising the rallies. We give Tony and Huey a hand for a few days, and a day, and there's a lot of work behind the scenes, and we just usually turn up to the events and start, but you don't realise how much work goes into it behind the scenes. And all the lads locally done a lot of work and knocking on doors and trying to get the event to run smooth. So,
well, listen, hopefully now all that hard work will turn into a very successful event. No pressure now. Would you be happy with the top three overall?
anywhere in the top three would do.
All right. Listen, Aaron, thanks for talking to us. Best of luck in the Harvest.
Grand job. Thanks, Ossie.
So Damien Gallagher here at the launch of the 2019 Donegal Harvest Stages Rally. It's been a difficult year for motorsport, but this is our first coming together in a competitive form since the tragedy back in June when Manus Kelly lost his life in the international. But again, we're here, and everybody continues to talk about Manus.
Absolutely, yeah. It's obviously a horrible thing, Ossie, and all the rest, but I suppose I would look at it from the point of view that I suppose Manus turned to things have got to move on, and we love the sport, we want to get back involved in the sport. It'll be good to get back out again in fairness after June.
Yeah. And there's no doubt everybody will be thinking of Manus come Saturday the 12th of October for the actual day of the Harvest Rally. We're back in Inishowen. What do you know about these stages down here, Damien? You've been here before. Has there been a big gap since the last time you were here?
There's been a very big gap, Ossie. One of the stages is Kane, I suppose. It was a long, long time ago since I've done that. The last time I was down in Inishowen with the International. And I actually got reminded tonight there. I didn't stay that long here altogether, in fairness, with a massive accident down here. But and saying that, look, stages down here, it's new territory, definitely for us now, for a long time since we've done these stages. So memory, it'll be a lot of changes in the road since that. So it'll be a fresh playing field for us. It'll be interesting to see if we're like against them. And when everybody says you don't know where you're going, it's hard to beat them, you know.
Yeah, you haven't stepped under the car since June. Kevin Eaves is here. There's a few other boys here, including the new tarmac champion, Damien Toner as well. What's the race for the modified going to be like?
Hey, it's been very hard to look past Damien, to be honest. He normally goes well in Donegal anyway, especially in internationals last while. So again, he's been out all year offering the rest of us. I'll be thinking it's probably where the race is going to be. Kevin Gallagher and the Darien, again, it's going to be hard to beat, depending on the stages. Again, it's a long issue, so I was hearing them. I can't remember what they're like. I could tell you better after a record. But look, NAM top two or three here, or even four, it's going to be hard to pick in the middle of it, but Damien's going to be the body of the race, I would say.
Right. And you're confident then you can mix it with them, Damien?
I would like to think so. I mean, no. Donegal, we're thereabouts with them. Okay, maybe we're dropping 3 and 4 seconds a stage after actual pace they were running, but it was dry. If it's a wet rally here, I had a real good run the wet and morning before I come to Donegal. I was hoping that Donegal would actually be wet for a year, and it was a total opposite to me, but I would like to give it a go in the wet if it's wet, you know.
Okay, best of luck, Will.
Thank you.